弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Good to meet you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴来这个教会，这是第二次我来这个教会。
I'm very happy to be here with you guys, and this is my second visit.
第一次是差不多2年前。
My first visit was about 2 years ago.
然后我在后面一排。
And I was sitting in the back.
然后我吃了饭就走了。
And I left, after having lunch with you guys.
结果今天吃完饭不能走。
But, today I couldn't leave, after the lunch.
所以很高兴跟大家分享一段圣经。今天呢，这经文呢是以弗所书的第四章。
And I'm very happy to share with you this passage today, and it's taken from Ephesians chapter 4.
刚才大家有读过这经文。今天呢，我们的主题呢是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
We've already read the scripture, and today our topic is to put off the old self and put on the new self.
有多少人没听过“脱去旧人，穿上新人”这句话
？Anyone who haven't heard about this verse or this saying?
如果你们前面回头的话，就知道没有人。
So if you turn around, you will see that everyone has have heard of that.
所以我们可以结束了。
So we can just stop the sermon today.
看来不行。
But we cannot.
所以呢，我们要看一下今天给所有听过的这段经文的人能带来什么新的信息。
So let's see today what new message can we learn from this very familiar scripture.
先给大家看两段小的这个录像。
So let's start with two very short video clips.
原来它不是两段，是一段，但是八分钟，我剪成两段，一段是一分钟，这样就少，时间短一点。
So there are just 1 minute each.
好，第二段。
And the second clip.
我今天看这个的时候，仍然非常非常的情绪化。
I'm still very emotional every time I saw this, I see these clips.
这是1986年拍的一部电影，叫中文我都忘了，叫《The Mission》。
So it was a movie made in 1986, titled The Mission.
这个镜头呢是他们是耶稣会的宣教士三个，其中的最后拉着那个一个大的大包一个大行李的那个人，他是原来是一个斗士，然后呢他也因为某种原因他跟两位耶稣会的宣教士一起去宣教。
So there were three Christian missionaries going to the rural area to preach the gospel, and the one you saw who was carrying a heavy luggage was initially a fighter. And then for a reason unknown, he joined the two missionaries for their journey.
我想借着这一小段视频给大家一个信息。
I want to use this short video clips to share with you a message.
就是大家想一想，神召我们脱去旧人，穿上新人的时候。
It's that to think about when God called us to put off the old self and put on the new self.
如果我们今天想的不是命令。
If we don't take it as an order.
而是想的一个嘱托。
But a mission.
甚至是一个盼望。
Or a hope.
他期望我们不用原来的方式，不用旧人的方式去生活。
God expects us to not live in the old ways of life.
甚至不用旧的人的方式去信主。
Or to believe him in our old ways.
所以我们来看一下这段经文。
So let's take a look at our scripture.
第一个呢，他先说的是要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
Firstly, he talked about with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self.
其实当我们想到脱去旧人的时候，大家因为都没有举手，我知道大家我们很容易想到就是脱去旧人的罪。
So, when we think about to put off the old self, it's very easy to think about to put off our old sinful ways.
然后如果我们想到脱去旧人的罪的时候，我们可能很容易想到很多的经文。
And when we think about how we can get rid of the sin, we can think about a lot of verses.
比如说肉体的情欲。
For example, the sin in our bodily desires.
那可能有的人会说啊，我比较记得箴言书的那段话。
Or maybe you remember the verse from the Proverbs.
因为这段话呢，其实是一个非常古老的一段圣经。
And this is a very ancient passage of the Bible.
在圣经里面呢，它讲了上帝恨恶的七宗罪。
And it talks about the seven sins that God hates.
这里面有高傲的眼，扯谎的舌，有流无辜人血的手，有图谋恶计的心，有飞跑行恶的脚，有吐谎言的假见证，最后还有什么？还有在弟兄中散布纷争的人。
Yeah, there are haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes.Feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community.
后来呢，古代的基督徒呢，就把这个呢，在这个基础上就衍生成了七宗罪。
And then, the Christians in the old times derived from this passage and made them into the seven sins, deadly sins.
然后那七宗罪呢，就很具体。
And those were very specific.
所以基督徒呢，有很多人也知道那七宗罪。
And many Christians know about them.
所以今天我们不是要讲这七宗罪。
But that's not our topic today.
因为这个很容易，因为我们都很熟。
Because we are already very familiar with those.
然后我们想到穿上新人。
And when we think about to put on the new self.
然后我们想穿上这新人，我们能想到什么呢？我们能想到恩赐。
And what are we thinking about? We might think about gifts.
能力
Abilities.
信心
Faith.
恩慈
Mercy.
仁爱
Kindness.
然后想哇我脱去所有的七宗罪
And you might be thinking about I will get rid of all the seven deadly sins.
然后我穿上恩赐能力信心 仁爱恩慈
And then I will put on gifts, abilities, faith, mercy, and kindness.
我就成一个很不错的基督徒是吗
And I will be a good Christian.
今天可以下课了
And then that will conclude our sermon today.
但肯定不是
But that's not how it is.
恩赐，圣经里面讲恩赐的时候，在这个地方讲过，他说，什么是恩赐呢？说你们是可以说万人的方言，并天使的话语，这是一种恩赐。
So, when we talk about gifts, the Bible says, speak in the tongues of men or of angels. That's a kind of gift.
然后在能力上呢，你可以追求有先知讲道的能力。
And in abilities, you can pursue the ability of prophecy.
也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。
An ability to fathom all mysteries and all knowledge.
这个能力讲的是，做一个牧师，或者是你要领查经班，都要这个能力的。
And you need those abilities if you want to be a pastor or lead a Bible study.
我们在神学院就培养这个能力。
And we train that in seminaries.
然后呢，你又还有信心。有信心，什么样的信心呢？能够移山的信心。
And then we want faith. What kind of faith? A faith that can move mountains.
然后你还有恩慈，可以把所有的都周济穷人。
And mercy to give all you possess to the poor.
也是待会出去的时候，你把那车开到大街上卖了，然后把那钱找穷人就给他分了。
And you know, for example, when you leave. The sermon today, you can go and sell your car and share the money with the poor people.
啊，最后你说我不仅能做到这一点，我还能够舍己身。如果别人有重大危险的话，我可以替他死。
And lastly, give one's body to hardship that he or she may boast.
大家知道这些能力从哪来的吗
？You know where all of these come from?
这些美德记载在哥林多前书第十三章的一节到三节。
They're all recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 3.
保罗说：“我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，就成了鸣的锣，响的靶一般。”
Paul said, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love. I'm only a resounding gong or a clam symbol.
他说，我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。
If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
然后想，哇。如果没有爱，我所有的这些美德都没有用。
If I do not have love, all the virtues that I have no meaning.
想到这儿的时候，我们可以想到说什么呢？假如我有所有这些美德，再加上神的爱，我就全备了。
So then we might think about, okay.If I do have all of those virtues, and then I can add to it the love from God, then I will be perfect.
可能我会问，你怎么把爱加上？
And may I ask you, how are you planning to add God's love to all these?
怎么加？
How?
我带着这个问题，我自己去查想，没有神的爱，就这些都白搭了。所以有了神的爱就可以了。神的爱是什么？什么是爱？
So, I explored this question by myself, and I was thinking about, okay, all I need is God's love, but what is love?
所以呢，我真的是费尽心机，因为呢，我其实被另一位牧师挑战过，他说你这么说不太对。
So I really spent a lot of time and energy on this because I was challenged by another pastor. He was saying that I don't think you are right in on this.
然后我就特意我知道圣经里面有一句话叫神就是爱。
I know that in the Bible there's it talks about God is love.
啊，那个是。约翰一书的四章十六节。
That's in First John, chapter 4, verse 16.
然后呢，我就到那个神就是爱，因为神就是爱和神有爱，神有恩慈，神有能力，神有智慧，神有恩典是不一样的。那个叫神有，这个叫神是。
So I go to scripture because God is love is different from God has love and has mercy and has wisdom and has knowledge and has all of that. That's different.
所以当我说如果我加上神给我的那个爱，
So when I say if I can add to them the love that that God gave me,
那个爱其实不太准确。
That is not accurate.
因为我仍然不知道那个爱是什么。
Because I still do not know what that love is.
所以约翰一书四章六节，约翰说神就是爱。
Therefore, in 1 John 4:16 says God is love.
所以呢，我想我带着神学院给的训练，我就想较一下真儿。我说他是不是翻译错了，或者说他这不是神就有爱吗
？So with all my seminary training, I was serious about this, and I thought maybe there's a translation error. Maybe it was talking about God has love.
然后我找到了这个经文，这个经文上就写的 Hoseas agape isthen. 我不是想要给大家读这个希腊语，我是想告诉大家这个，想告诉大家这个希腊语的这句话里面有特别特别放的最后一个字，就是是，它很强调这个字。
So I went back to the original scripture. And it was very clear in Greek that the last word means is.
所以没有什么好说的，神就是爱。
So there's nothing more to argue. God is love.
好了，我们现在答案就来了。加上我有所有这些美德，加上神。
So then we change the equation to I have all of these virtues, and then I add God to them.
这是保罗的教导。
Paul,
这是保罗的教导。怎么加上神
？But then how do I add God to all of these?
所以我们接着看。
Let's read along.
这是一个博客在网上的一个博客，作者是我一个同学。所以他特意介绍我看的这本博客，中文是我翻的，是咱们俩倒着念了哈。你读英文，英文是他原文写的，中文是我翻译的。
So this is what my classmate wrote in his blog.
他中文的意思是：施洗约翰有幸为耶稣施洗，但他从来没有把此事放在心上。当他的追随者们试图以此大肆宣扬他的时候。他却将注意力转向了弥赛亚。他说：“看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的，这就是我曾说的。有一位在我以后来，粉成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前。”
John the Baptist had the distinction of baptizing Jesus, but he never let it go to his head. When an admiring crowd tried to make a rock star out of him, he routed their attention to the Messiah.He said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.
所以怎么把神加上的呢？
So how do you add God to the equation?
施洗约翰用了一个方法。
John Baptist had a way.
他根本就没有看自己的荣耀。
He turned away from his own glory and virtues.
如果今天基督徒或者是基督教的哪一位领袖
，If today any Christian or any leader of the Christianity
可以为他的事工、为他所做过的而骄傲、夸口的话
，can boast and be proud of whatever he or she did.
他可以说：“我可以，我领过500,000人信主。
”He could say, "I've led 500,000 people to believe in God."
我建立了100间教会。
Or I've established 100 churches.
我领了7位美国总统信主。
I led 7 U.S. presidents to become Christians.
然后另一个牧师说：“我就是给耶稣施了一下洗。”
And the other pastor said, "I baptized Jesus himself."
你不知道那镁光灯会照在谁的身上
？Who would get the spotlight? Do you think?
一定是后面那个。
It must be the latter one.
因为给耶稣施一下洗，这是一件真的是天大的了不起的事儿。
Because to baptize Jesus, it's a magnificent event.
所以，如果今天基督徒还有什么美德可以夸耀的话
，So if you think you have anything to boast about,
你再大也不过给耶稣施一下洗了，是吧
？It will not. Succeed the privilege of baptizing Jesus himself.
所以很显然，加上耶稣，加上神，仍然怎么样不够。
So it's apparent that to merely just add God to the equation is not going to be enough.
其实是应当在把神加上之前怎么样，还要脱去一样。
So truly, before you add God to your equation, you have one more thing to put off.
不是脱去不要这段，因为他已经给主耶稣施洗了。
John did not just wanted to give up that history of baptizing Jesus.
而是不要去提那段。
But he did not mention or focus on that.
而是把全部的注意力放在神自己的身上。
He rerouted his own attention to God himself.
所以当我说要脱去美德的时候，其实是把我们那些美德，我们曾经有过的那些美德都放下。
So when I say put off the virtue, it means to stop thinking about all your achievements and all that.
而只专注在主耶稣自己的身上。
And focus on Jesus, our Lord.
可能有很多人说，如果我把美德都脱掉了，那我还剩什么了？
Many may say, if I put off my virtues, what do I have left?
我想跟大家分享一下，我们带着美德，带着我自己的美德，会有什么样的危险？
I want to share with you what dangerous or potential risks do we have if we live with our virtues.
比如说，我有一个去帮助别人的恩赐。
For example, I have a gift to help others.
所以我经常呢，给别人送礼物。
So I oftentimes give out gifts to other people.
然后如果我们去做见证的时候，我们可以说啊，我去年的圣诞节我发了很多的礼物给很多人。
So when I make a testimony, I could say that, last Christmas I gave out lots of gifts to people.
我给了很大的礼物给那些街上无家可归的人。
I gave great gifts to the homeless people on the streets.
我又给了很多的礼物给很多家的小朋友。
And I gave many gifts to the children.
然后我做了很多的饭拿到教会去让大家共享。
And I cooked delicious meals and brought them to church for everyone to share.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
大家想一想，荣耀归给谁？
And think about it. Who is getting the glory?
我至少分享了神的荣耀，是吧？
I, for the least, have shared that glory.
对。所以其实当我们去基督徒去做见证的时候，其实我们特别容易用我们的美德去为神做见证。
So it is very common for our Christians when we make testimony to use our virtues to make testimony to God.
可能有很多人说，没有啊，这是上帝给我的恩赐啊。
Many may say that, but it is the gift that God gave me.
的确，上帝是给了我们每一个人恩赐。
That's true. God gave gifts to everyone.
所以关键是我们用这个恩赐干嘛了。
But, so the key is how did we use our gifts from God?
弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？有很多的时候，我们拿着上帝的恩赐，使用上帝的恩赐的时候，可能不需要上帝了。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that when we take God's gift and use God's gift, we may not need God Himself?
有多少司机开车的？因为你们有开车的恩赐，所以你们上车不用祷告。
How many drivers are sitting here, and because you have the gift to drive, you are not praying while you are driving?
有多少人非常的聪明？你们住在 UC 旁边，有多少孩子们，他们非常的聪明，他们很容易考上 UC， 所以他怎么样？他们不需要为读书的事情祈求神。
And there are many smart people among us, and you live by UC, and maybe you are gifted and you are smart, and you don't need to pray or ask God to get into UC.
所以很多时候，我们的美德是非常的美的。
So a lot of time, virtues are good.
但是我们使用这些美德的时候就很危险。
But the way we use them are dangerous.
因为我们很容易用旧的我去服侍神。
Because it's very easy for us to use the old self to serve the Lord.
因为那个旧的我里面，每个人的旧的我的里面都有美德。
Because within every old self, there are virtues as well.
所以大家刚才看见那个拼命的拉着那一大包东西的那个人。
So remember in the video, you saw a man carrying very heavy.
你们知道那个包里面装的什么吗
？Package. Do you know what's in that?
那里面不是他的罪。
That's not his sin.
里面也不是大烟枪，
It's...
不是毒品。
That's not drug or tobacco.
那里面是装满他的荣耀的东西。
That package was full of his glory.
那里面有他的宝剑。
In that package, there's his sword.
有他全副的铠甲。
Armors.
还有他以前得过的很多的在军队打仗时候的勋章。
And medals he won in the army.
但是他扛着那个东西走在跟从神的道路上。
But he was carrying all that weight on the path of following God.
走的是那么的艰难。
And it was difficult.
所以神不是命令我们说你把那个旧的东西砍掉吧。
So it's not like God commanded us to get rid of the old glories.
神说那个东西没用。
But he's telling us that they're of no use.
你的那个美德也没用。
And your virtues have no use.
我们今天早上在查经班讲是我们要给神报恩，你报的那点恩没用。
And in the Sunday school earlier today, we talk about how we want to repay God, and we talk about our repayments are of little value.
因为神要我们去跟从他的时候
，Because when God calls us to follow Him,
我们自己身上那点美德没有用。
The little virtues that we have by ourselves, have no value.
因为我们自己身上那点美德只能救我们在这个世界上。
Because all that can do is to save us in this worldly.
我们身上那个美德不够救我们到永生的。
That is not sufficient to bring us into eternity.
如果说脱去美德还没有足够让我们清楚的话，
If it's not clear enough, to put off our virtues.
我们看一看怎么样去穿上新人。
Let's read about how can we put on the new self.
保罗接着说，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理、仁义和圣洁。
Paul continued to say that to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
也就是我们刚才说有了美德再加上神就够了，然后我说等一下我们先把这些美我自己的美德先放下加上神。
And so we were talking aboutinitially we were thinking let's have the virtues and then add God to it And then we move on to say that it's really to get rid of the virtues and replace it with God himself.
我们看一看加上神是什么意思。
Let's look at what it means to add God to our lives.
首先呢，他先说的是又要将你们的心智更换一新。这个心智是 mind， 是我们的思想。
So first talk aboutbe made new in the attitude of your minds, the way you think.
然后他说你要穿上新人。
And then talks about to put on the new.
这新人是什么意思呢？
And what it means, what does it mean, the new self?
新人是没有用过的人。
It's an unused person.
没有救人的印记的人。
It doesn't have any marks or stain of the old self.
也就是说当主说你们要穿上新人的时候，他说的是我不要你原来那个人。
And that means that when God says to put on the new self, he was saying, I don't want your old self.
我不要那个啊，你说你原来有美德，美德我也不要。
And yeah, you had virtues before, but I don't want that part either.
我要造一个新的。
I will make a new creation.
没用过的。
AndUnused one.
没有被你用过的。
An unused one by you.
这个新人是什么呢？他接着说，这新人是照着神的形象造的。
And then he continued to say that the new self was created to be like God.
这个拉丁文有一个字叫 Imago Dei， 就是神的形象。
In Latin, there's a special word for that. That means God's image.
这个词非常非常的重要，在整个基督教历史上，这个是一个非常非常重要的一个词。
And it was a very important word in the entire Christian history.
因为这个词，让我们今天才看到西方世界的人权的概念、民主的概念。
Because of this word, it was possible for us to see the idea of human rights and democracy in the Western world.
我在一本我下面有那个引述的地方，它叫 Cornerstone Commentary， 是一本很有名的一个解经的书里面找到了。这样一个定义。
So in Cornerstone Commentary, there was this definition.
他说什么叫有神的形象呢？他说有神的形象意味着人类以不完美的形式分享上帝的性情。
So it says, having God's image means that human can have a share in God's character in an imperfect way.
也就是分享他所赐予的智力、知识。属灵的理解力、创造力、智慧、爱、激情、圣洁、公义。
And it means to partake in the wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding, creativity, wisdom, love, passion, holiness, and righteousness that was given by God.
大家想一想，神说， 我要得穿上新人。这个新人是什么呢？是照着神的形象造的，所以这个新人里面要充满了这些东西。
And just think about it. God says you should put on the new self, and the new self is full of all of these things.
啊，神说充满的这些东西不是你的。
But they're not yours.
是他的。
It's mine.
是神自己的性情。
They're from God Himself.
然后神说，你们因为在最终你们已经不知道这些东西是什么了。
And God was saying, because we're in your sin, you don't even understand what those are.
所以当主将我们借着十字架上主耶稣基督的救恩将我们救赎的时候，他说你们现在开始要穿上新人。
And therefore, through Jesus' sacrifice,
这个新人是你有能力能够重新的再去共享神的形象。
So, through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, God made it possible for us again to partake in His own character.
今天在这个世界上，如果说基督徒还没有能力的话
，So in this world today, if Christians feel they are powerless,
是因为基督徒在用救我服侍我们的新主。
Because it's because they are serving our Lord with their old selves.
相当于你扛个铁锹去干挖掘机的活。
It's like you are taking on a machinery work with some mere hand tools.
所以你肯定觉得没有能力。
So for sure you will feel you are powerless.
你的感觉很准。
That's accurate, that's correct.
因为你肯定没有能力。
Because you don't have that kind of.
因为神召你做那件事儿，不是用铁锹能完成的。
Because whatever God calls you to do, you cannot do it with what you have.
因为神召你们做那件事，要用新人才能完成的。
Because whatever you are called to do needs the power of the new self.
神召的是新人，不是旧人。
God is calling the new selves, not the old selves.
所以我们得把旧我脱下来。
Therefore, we need to put off our old selves.
把旧我的罪放下。
Put off our old sin.
还得把我旧我的美德放下。
And also our old virtues.
记得，新的生命只能从神来。
And remember, the new self, the new creation can only come from God.
保罗还没完，他说，有真理，有仁义，有圣洁。
And then Paul added to them, in true righteousness and holiness.
也就是说，这个新人里面，当你开始重新的去共享神的形象的时候，你的共享神的形象的这个新的生命里面，有神的真理，有神的公义，有神的圣洁。
That means that when you start to share and partake in this new self, you have in you God's truth.God's righteousness and God's holiness.
这个和旧我的概念不一样。
That is different from the old self.
因为如果我有我的真理，我的公义和我的圣洁的话。
Because if I have my own truth, righteousness and holiness.
我的真理就可以批评别人不够真理。
I can critique others, that they are not truthful enough with my own truth.
我的公义就会呼唤我认为对的事儿必须实现。
And my righteousness would command whatever I think is right be done.
我的圣洁就是跟我不一样的人是不圣洁的。
And my holiness means whoever is different from me are not holy.
所以很显然，这不是真正的真理、公义和圣洁。
So apparently that's not the true.Truth, righteousness, and holiness.
嗯哼 ，OK， 所以呢，我今天想跟大家分享的，就是核心就是脱去旧人中，不要把自己旧的那些美德带着。
So today the most important point that I want to share with you is when you put off your old self, don't still carry your old virtues.
穿上新人的时候， 记得只能穿上神的形象。
And remember that when you put on the new self, you only put on God's image.
我想用一个故事来结束今天的这个讲道。
I want to conclude today's sermon with a story.
也给大家带来一个实实在在的操作的方法。
And to bring you a very practical way.
这是一个老的故事啊，发生在二战时期。
It was a very old story happened in the World War II.
一个法国的女性，她和她的姐姐两个人被关押在德国的集中营。
A French woman and her sister was captured in the German camp.
她的姐姐被一个德国军官当着她的面枪杀了。
And his sister,her sister was killed right in front of her eyes by a German soldier.
二战结束后，这个活下来的妹妹花了20年的时间找到了这位枪杀她姐姐的德国军官。
And after the war, that French woman spent 20 years of time to find the soldier who killed her sister.
她到了德国
，so she got to Germany，
找到了这位人，这个德国军官
，and found the killer，
然后他敲这个门
，and she knocked on his door。
大家想一想啊，那个德国军官比他大30岁差不多，因为他是当时是军官了，然后他只是个小孩子。
And just imagine that that soldier was actually an officer in the army and was 3 years older than the French woman。
他敲开门呢，他说一位白发苍苍的老人站在门口。
And then, when the door opened, she saw a elderly man standing in front.
然后他说
，And she said,
你一定不认识我。
You don't know me.
但是，我告诉你，你当我的面枪杀了我的姐姐。
But let me tell you, you killed my sister right in front of my eyes.
然后那个德国的老人就开始颤抖。
And then the old man started shaking.
他不知道说什么。
He didn't know what to say.
然后这个女的跟这个老人说：“他说我来找你，告诉你我不能原谅你。
”And the woman said to him, "That I came to find you because I could not forgive you."
他说：“但是我的主，告诉我，让我告诉你，我要原谅你。
”But my Lord told me to come and tell you that I will forgive you.
他说：“不是我原谅你，是我里面的主原谅你。
”And she said, "It is not I, but the Lord in me, forgive you."
如果大家还能记得。保罗在加拉太书2:20说的：“如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
If you can still remember in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said, "I no longer live, but Christ lives in me."
我们知道保罗说的，穿上这个新人，就是要穿上耶稣。
And we know that Paul says, To put on the new self means to put on Jesus.
今天就跟大家分享的事。
And that's what I want to share with you today.
所以我们一起做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你给我们这段经文。
Thank you for giving us this scripture.
感谢你教我们怎么样脱去我们的旧人。
Thank you for teaching us how to put off our old selves.
也穿上我们的新人。
And to put on the new selves.
如果我们以前还不清楚。
If we were not clear about it before.
求你今天让我们记得。
We pray that you will make us remember today.
记得我们不再用旧的我的方式去服侍你。
So that we can remember not to serve you in the old ways.
甚至不用我旧的美德去服侍你。
And in our old virtues.
而是让我们能来到主你的面前。
But to come before you.
说主，我们做不到。
And to say that we cannot do this by ourselves.
即使今天我做到了。
Even if I could do this today.
但是我不能永远做到。
I could not do this forever.
但是求你的圣灵进到我们里面。
But we pray that your Holy Spirit.
让我们有一个新人的形象。
So we have this new godly image.
有神的形象。
From you.
让我们能做到。
So we can do it.
不是我，而是我的主在我里面做了。
Not I, but my Lord living in me.
因为只有这样，我们才能让我们的身体，让我们的人成为一个完整的基督的门徒。
Because that is the only way that we can be a complete, truthful God follower.
感谢你与我同在。
We thank you, that you're being here with us.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.